The Brooklyn Cat Cafe opens in Brooklyn Heights, featuring kitties rescued by the Brooklyn Bridge Animal Welfare Coalition. Hi, this is Susan Richard from 1010 Winds. Rescue group founder Ann Levin told me this comes following the huge success of their 10-week pop-up location last year in Fort Greene.
We had almost 60 adoptions in the time period that we were open. We had a lot of people that came and visited. We had a lot of fosters, which is something you always need with animal rescue. Because not all the cats fit in the cafe environment. We had increased awareness. We had TNR classes. We had classes about different veterinary issues. So it was a way to raise money for the rescue. And it was a place where we could honestly just hold cats, that they had a great time. They got a lot of attention, and they liked being there. We could have adoption events that were not as stressful as the animals, because everyone was coming into their home where they were comfortable, versus some of the, when you go to an adoption event, it's a new strange place for the cat. So they're just unhappy.
And cats are really creatures of habit. Even when you bring a cat into a new home, they may hide under the bed for a couple of days. So this is really like letting the cats chill out in an open space, right?
Exactly. And I mean, there's always really friendly cats who are not bothered, and the world is their oyster, and they come out and greet everyone. But there's cats that we had at the other place that it took them a while to feel comfortable, but eventually they were coming out and accepting treats from, potential adopters. Now, that's a wonderful opportunity that would not ever happen in a typical adoption event where, one day it's very stressful, they're taken from their home, they go to a cage, and they sit there where, in some strange-smelling place. So it's just so much better for the cat.
Yeah, and it's very different for cats in an adoption environment when you're at an adoption event, because a dog is out on a leash, whereas a cat is probably in one of the mobile adoption units in a cage. And so the cat doesn't want to be in the cage to begin with, right?
Right, right. So it's just, it smells weird. There's all these, strange noises. They, a lot of times, are hiding under blankets and just praying for the day to be over. It's also not pleasant for the, the rescuers who are trying to do the adoption, because but the cafe was this nice, relaxing place. I mean, people would come to adopt, but some people just came in, and because the cats could show their true personality, they would, they would charm someone, and we ended up with a lot of adoptions or fosters because people just sort of fell in love, because the true personality of the cat was able to emerge in these better environments.
It reminds me of one of my cats ended up being in foster care for 5 months, because every time they would take him to a weekend event at Petco, the rescue group that I got him from,
right,
he would meow in the cage the whole time. And people were like, what's wrong with this cat? And nothing's wrong with this cat. He is the greatest cat on the planet. I met him in a home environment in the foster home, and he was like, oh my God, look at this great cat. So I think this is what you're talking about, that you're creating an environment where the cats can really shine, right?
Exactly, exactly. And it's also great because a lot of fosters and rescuers, they're busy, and you try and give attention to the cat, but you'll have a long day at work. I mean, here the whole experience is focused around petting and playing with a cat. It's kind of funny, at the end of the day, we'll have these kittens who've been bouncing off the walls and playing with toys and running and jumping everywhere, and it just looks like these passed-out cats all over the space where they're exhausted at the end of the day, and they get so much love and attention, and that calms down their stress tremendously.
Fantastic. So now there's also, it's a cafe, right? So tell me about that part of it. There's going to be coffee and food and so forth?
We are not preparing any of the food or doing any of that. We're a rescue group. Our focus is on the cat. So we're partnering with the Atlantic Bagel Cafe next door, who is willing to work with us to provide the actual food part. That's their specialty. They have amazing food and coffee, and so people can go there beforehand and pick up their food and bring it there. And then on the weekends, we're going to have kind of runners, so people can order their coffee or tea or whatever in the cafe, and we'll have people run over to next door, pick it up, and bring it back to them.
The Atlantic Bagel Cafe is also donating 10% of the sales of the food to the rescue group, and Vinegar Hill Veterinary Group is providing the medical care. The cafe is at 149 Atlantic Avenue. In the fall, Ann says they're going to expand to include an enclosed backyard where the kitties can safely go outside. Admission is $5 for 30 minutes. Children under 3 get in free. To start, they'll be open on the weekends 11 to 7 and then 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They're also going to do some cool events like a Cats with Mats yoga class. That should be interesting. Check out the Brooklyn Cat Cafe on both Facebook and Instagram. Susan Richard, 1010 Winds News.